Racing today heads to Bairnsdale in Gippsland. Trav Noonan's done the form for the program today at Bairnsdale. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Good morning to all the listeners at home. Sort of a standard Sunday provincial meeting at Bairnsdale, just the seven races. Nothing too exciting, but hopefully can find some winners.
Lakes Entrance Cup Day at Bairnsdale today. First event on the program is a three-year-old mate over 1,200 metres. Five is the Scratching. Seven, the Bride. Patrick Maloney goes to ride for the Freemans, $1.65. Merle the Pearl at $4. $5.50. Tough at the Toff, $9.50 for Chain of Command.
Yeah, Patrick Maloney has a good book of rides today at Bairnsdale, and I think he'll get onto the board early with a winner. The Bride looks extremely well-placed here first up for the Freedman Stable. She showed a lot of ability in her first campaign against some handy enough horses. She's come back with a recent jump out at Flemington, which was good. It was very competitive with the likes of Barthelona and Viral, who are high-class horses, and this race just has no depth, so no surprise to see her short, and no surprise to be seeing her winning here, the seven, the Bride. To beat 4 mil, the Pearl, who was definitely good first started at Chuka, made some solid late headway there, looked the main danger. Then we go to six, Power Stone, who ran well first start at Wangaratta and can improve on that performance. And two, Our Joe, got a long way back at Cranbourne, but made some late headway, could improve his second start. 7, 4, 6, 2.
$1.30 for Patrick Maloney in the Jockey Challenge today at Bairnsdale. Race number two is a four-year-old and up maiden over the 1,200. 5 and 12 come out. Jay DeRose goes on to 1. Candy Puzzle, another one for Patrick Maloney, is the favourite here, $2.15. Dreamtime Lady, $3.50. Misrelou at $5. Zoolander at 7 out to 15 for the rest.
Yeah, going with Zoolander here, I thought his two most recent jump outs at Mornington and Balnarring have been quite good. He's won both of them. And he gets Celine Gaudry here in the saddle to claim the two off, and he maps really well from gate two. He should be able to lead. And I think he's a little bit of value here in this race, the seven, Zoolander first up. To beat the eight, Candy Puzzle, who's done nothing wrong so far this preparation, returned with a good third at Ararat back in the 14th of January, and then last start was third at Sale behind Arrowins. That horse ran second at Cranbourne on Friday night. So form backed up out of that race. Then we go to horse number 11, My Salou, who's jumped out well this campaign, and 10, Dreamtime Lady, can be competitive. 7, 8, 11, 10 in the second.
Race number three is over 1,000 metres. There are no changes here for this maiden. Tiger Mum is the favourite, $2.30 for Lockie Neindorf. My Bold Boy, $3.60. It's pins at $4. $5 for Maximum Velocity, and Fearsome Intent, a $21 chance.
Yeah, Tiger Mum looks well placed here for Lockie Neindorf. From gate four, she should lead. And if she runs to her last up performance at Cranbourne, she'll take some beating. Definitely the horse to beat here, the nine, Tiger Mum. From the five, My Bold Boy, who gave a great sight on debut at Kilmore, will map to go forward here and gets Teo Nugent on, who's going very well at the moment. One, Fearsome Intent, has been jumping out quite well and might be the overs here. And eight, It's Pins, is racing in good form, goes in for fourth. Numbers 9, 5, 1, and 8 in race number three.
Race number four is a 58 over the 2,200 metres. 6 and 11 come out here. T.O. Nugent goes on to 8. Rhonda Mangan on to 13. Laughing Grizzly, $2.60. Epsom Days, $4.60. Earl of Kendall, $5. St. Clue Famet, $6. And then the Bounty at 8 out to 11 for Karakoram.
Yeah, I think it's going to take him 7 starts to break the main, but this looks the absolute right race for Laughing Grizzly. He's built really well this campaign. He's gone from 1,600 to 1,850 to 2,000, now to 2,200, and this just looks a perfect race for him to get on the board. Patrick Maloney should put him in a lovely spot from gate 12, and he should have too much class for the opposition, Laughing Grizzly. I think the one, Earl of Kendall, is the danger. Love this horse's performance last time at Wangaratta. He was held up at a key stage there. Could make a case he could have won, and he's racing in good form here, the one. So he's the danger. 4 Epsom Days for Celine Gaudry is building this campaign. Was a nice fourth last time in a benchmark 64 at Pakenham. And St. Clue Femme goes in for fourth. She's been racing well in maidens. 3, 1, 4, 7.
Race number five on the program is 0 to 58 over 1600. No changes here. Our Guardian Angel, another one for Patrick Maloney. Another shorty. This one looking to break a run of seconds, $1.90. Altiara, $4.40. Chetnagai, $4.60. Radira at 12 out to 18 for Able Warrior.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat our Guardian Angel, but she just seemed to have every chance last time at Pakenham at $1.55. And I'm just a little bit wary of taking real short odds about her here. So I've gone with Cheptegei to beat her, who I thought was a bit unlucky last time at Werribee when rising to the 1,600 metres. He'll be fitter for that performance. He gets Teo Nugent in the saddle, which I think is a positive with the way Teo's riding at the moment. And I thought he was a little bit of overs against our Guardian Angel. They're the top two for me, so two from four. Three Altiara was good last start at Werribee in that same race as Cheptegei, but did have all favours. And the 10 All Brown has been going very well at the picnics and gets in with a lightweight. 2, 4, 3, 10 in race number five.
Race number six is the Lakes Entrance Cup. It's a 0 to 58 over 1,200 metres. 3 and 4 are the scratchings. Rider for 12 is Rhonda Mangan. 13 Bay of Faith is Jay DeRose. 100% is the favourite, looking to break a run of placings. $3.40. Free Flying Star at $4.60. Miss Kansas at $5.50. Full of Theory. Ship of Dream $6.50. Out to Rock and Sunny at $13.
Yeah, pretty open race this one, Brenham. It went with Free Flying Star on top. Don't think she was quite at her best last campaign, but has jumped out well for this at Mornington. And go back to her form sort of the middle of 2020, and she was definitely good enough to win a race like this. So happy to be with her on top, the three-year-old filly. She could open to more improvement than a few of these. From 9, Ship of Dreams, has been unlucky his last two at Mornington and at Mowie. He's on the quick backup here and can definitely figure in the finish. 5, 100% is racing in really good form, gets his chance, but I wish he'd drawn a little bit closer to the fence. And then go to next in line, we went the 1, Blissful Spirit. 7, 9, 5, and 1 for race number 6.
Race number 7 is a 0 to 58 over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 4 and 8. Rhonda Mangan on to 13. Ling Ling resuming for Sally Wynn is a $3.50 favourite. Duwell $4.60. Black Sea $4.80. I Love Annie, who was a big winner last time, $5.50. Sally Sells Shells at 7 out to 12 for Aurora Sunset.
Another open race to finish the day, but I think I Love Annie is very well placed. Loved her effort last time at Werribee when gunned down Forever Loud and Emperor's Chariot. The run before at this track behind the Running Man and Quality Diamond was quite good. She comes here as the horse in form with a 2 kilo claim for Celine Gaudry, and she looks well placed. She's also had 5 goes here at Bairnsdale and never missed a place, so she does enjoy racing here. The 6 I Love Annie goes on top of 7 Ling Ling, who returns this today. Definitely a competitive sort of horse, and at this sort of grade, she's well placed for Sally Wynn, number 7 Ling Ling. 5 Jewel goes in for 3rd from the Robbie Griffiths stable. Back to 1,000 metres is a big tick for her. Don't think she gets much further. And 1 Black Sea has trialled up well in return for his first up run. 6, 7, 5, 1 in the last.
Best value quality and playing for Bairnsdale, please, Trav.
Race number 4, horse number 3, Laughing Grizzly, will make the best of the day. I think he's very well placed in 2,200, 0 to 58 to break through. Next best, race 7, number 6, I Love Annie. I think she's another one who's well placed. She's a good price for Celine Gaudry. The value, race 2, number 7, Zoolander, has been jumping out very well this campaign. And again, looks well placed for Celine Gaudry. Looks to have a good day, Celine. She's got a good book of rides. The quaddy, leg 1 will take 1, 3 and 4, leg 2, 2 and 4, leg 3, 5, 7, 9 and come home with a few in the last, 1, 3, 5, 6 and 7. And the play of the day will take Laughing Grizzly, race 3, number 4, into Alice Springs, the Alice Springs Cup today, Brendan. Race 9, number 5, I'm the Fox. He's a very good horse on the dirt. He was dominant last time at Darwin. He drops in the weights. And the favourite hasn't been on the dirt there in Alice Springs. So a little bit sceptical of Lord Boozeron and happy to go with I'm the Fox in the Cup. So that play of the day around $13. Good luck to all the listeners today. Having a punt.
Before we let you go, Trav, you call a fair few of the jumps trials at Cranbourne with Warrnambool on the horizon. Have you got a sneaky one that might be a chance at a price in a couple of the maiden hurdles?
Well, put me on the spot here, Brendan. I have called a lot of the jumps trials this sort of time in. I think there's a horse that I'm really interested in seeing in day one. He's in race number one, Out and Dreaming. Tipped him to beat Bud Fox at Pakenham. He couldn't quite get the job done, but I've seen he's nearly double figures again. I think he's a pretty handy jumper, so he'll be maybe race one, first race of the bull, Out and Dreaming. But looking forward to the Gallywood with Saunter Boy and Instigator. Can't wait for that one.
Yep, Valak in the novice hurdle, and also the Briley looks a cracker. Have you got a fancy there for the horses jumping the bigger fences?
Oh, Flying Agents hasn't done much wrong in his sort of jump trials this time in. I think he's going to be a horse who's going to be much better suited getting over the bigger fences. I think he's been heavily back since markets opened on Friday. I think they went up $8 tab, and he's been, I think he's around $3.40 now, but he'll take a lot of beating in the Briley on Sunday, on Tuesday, Flying Agent. So can't wait to see him sort of make his debut over the bigger fences.
He's into 2:30 now, Trav, so we've missed the price on him, but he looks the lock of the first day anyway for mine. Best of luck today, Trav, and good luck. However you play them at the bull.
No worries. You too, Brendan.